the makers of Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast, present I Love a Mystery. I Love a Mystery, presenting the latest adventures of Jack, Doc, and Jerry, specialists in crime and adventure, now following the Chinese pirate map of P.Y. Ling. Now, before we pick up the threads of our story, I'm going to take just a moment to answer a question a lady asked me a while ago about Fleischmann's yeast. Now, what was your question again, Mrs. Gray?
Well, lately I find that I'm tired and worn out by mid-afternoon, and I figure that maybe I need more vitamins. So I'm going to start drinking the vitamin cocktail.
Well, that's fine. You know, the vitamin cocktail, Fleischmann's yeast and tomato juice, contains all the vitamins known to be needed in human nutrition.
Yes, I know. But what I wanted to ask you is this. How long will it be before I notice any benefit?
Well, if you need more vitamins and you stick to it, the vitamin cocktail should help you in just one short week. Just recently, 2 out of 3 people who completed a 4-week test of Fleischmann's yeast said they were benefited the very first week. So, friends, if you need extra vitamins and you want to give the vitamin cocktail a trial, remember, give it a fair trial. Buy a week's supply, 14 cakes of Fleischmann's yeast at a time. It'll keep perfectly in your refrigerator. Then drink it mixed in tomato juice for 7 days straight. If you're short of vitamins, the vitamin cocktail can really benefit you, and you'll be mighty glad you stayed with it. Pirate loot of the Island of Skulls, a new Carlton Morris adventure thriller. In the dusk of a hot tropical evening in the expedition's camp, where the beach rises to meet the jungle on the Island of Skulls. The auxiliary motor yacht, Nightbird, stands off the beach some 500 yards, cradled in the oily, glassy water of the island's tiny cove. On shore, Miss Florence Sedgwick, confined to her wheelchair, dominates the camp with considerable more determination than judgment. She has brought everyone else ashore also, except the 2 deaf-mute peons down in the engine room. At the camp are Jack, Doc, and Jerry Booker, and likewise that earnest young man, the steward, Swede, the galley cook and handyman, and the little Chinese companion of Miss Sedgwick, P.Y. Captain Norton is dead. A jaguar clawed him, and he died sitting straight up, his arms hugged tightly across his middle. More serious than that, though, is the fate of Edith, the natives have her. Holy Joe appeared at the camp several hours ago in his true light, a native priest, and said that unless the Chinese pirate map of P.Y. Ling was given over to him, Edith would be sacrificed. He also added that the jaguar was a religious symbol, and by killing the animal which had attacked Captain Norton, Jack had committed the unforgivable crime. However, he promised to hold the natives off until they were safe aboard the yacht, and also return Edith unharmed if Miss Sedgwick would give up the map. The woman at first said no, and then she compromised. She demanded that Holy Joe give her until morning to make up her mind. He granted the 12-hour reprieve. And now, just at dusk...
Woo, listen at that. Now, if you ask me, it's going to be dark on the inside of a coal miner's esophagus in a couple of shakes, and then what?
And then we'll have one heck of a time getting back aboard the yacht.
We are not going back aboard the yacht.
Well, by morning, it'll be too late. Even after dark, it may be out of the question if Holy Joe's got natives on guard to prevent us.
Why couldn't he prevent us just as well in this half-dusk as he could later in the dark?
Because as long as we can see to use our rifles, the natives can't get within striking distance of us.
Yeah, but once it's dark, look out. One of them greasy skull toters could slip up and slice a double rib steak out of you before you could yell King's ass.
So long as we have the parchment map to the pirate treasure, Holy Joe is going to do nothing drastic. He wants it too much.
I think you're taking a lot on yourself trying to riddle out what Holy Joe will do or won't do.
I know a money-lusting fortune hunter when I see one.
Mm. Holy Joe's much more than a fortune hunter. He's a native priest, and on this island, he probably's got the power of life and death over the whole population.
You darn tootin', Miss Sedgwick, and a guy that's used to having folks he don't like strangled or hacked to death ain't got much patience. He'll dicker with you for a little bit, maybe, and then all of a sudden, wham, and you've got yourself 4 or 5 foot of native spear sticking out of your middle.
Ah, you people are sitting there giving yourselves the willies.
Looks to me like you're just dead set on committing suicide, Miss Sedgwick.
I am dead set on doing what I started out to do, that's certain.
See here, Miss Sedgwick, suppose we take a vote.
Vote?
Certainly. Majority rules, or should, even on an expedition of this kind.
No.
I beg your pardon, Miss Sedgwick. May I say a word?
You keep out of this, Stuart. What is it?
Why, I know I'm speaking out of turn, ma'am, but why don't you go ahead and take the vote?
What's that?
Yes, ma'am. Sweet here and I'll vote any way you do, won't we, Sweet?
Yeah, that's true, I reckon, but the more fools we are for doing it.
Hey, you guys want to spend the night here on the beach with the place crawling with natives?
No, but if that's what Miss Sedgwick wants.
And that is the way I vote, too, the way Miss Sedgwick votes.
I'm be doggone.
Well, there we are. 4 vote to stay against 3 to go back to the ship.
Yes. Are you satisfied? Or are you still going to insist?
No, no. Majority rules, just as I said. Insane as it is, we're here for the night. Okay, Doc?
Sure. What can we lose except our lives?
Jerry?
Why not? Nothing can happen to us that probably hasn't already happened to Edith.
Which brings up the question of Edith.
We will just let the matter of Edith stand as it is.
What do you mean by that?
Just what it sounded like. We will not discuss Edith. And as for your inference, Miss Booker, that anything has happened to the girl, you're all wrong.
I hope so.
Well, you are. Holy Joe said the girl would be returned unharmed when the map was given to him.
Boy, you sure do have a lot of faith in that native priest's word, lady.
I have faith in everyone until one of them proves himself unworthy of faith.
But, Miss Sedgwick, you can't apply civilized Christian ideas to loincloth natives. They just don't think the same. Ask anybody. Ask Sweet here.
That's right, Miss Sedgwick, ma'am. Don't trust a native fuller than you can throw him by his loincloth. They used to ain't human beings in the sense that we know, ma'am. They're like animals, only up on their 2 hind feet. And they get more sense in animals, and they'll cut you down and shop you up, triggering a squirrel can scamper up a mizzenmast.
All right, Sweet. That'll be enough of that.
Right, you are, ma'am. But if you think Holy Joe is going to do what he tells you he's going to do, you got bats in your belfry, and they ain't little common ordinary bats neither, ma'am.
Sweet.
I'm sorry, ma'am. No offense meant, Miss Sedgwick.
The offense was taken. You watch your words in the future.
Aye, ma'am.
P.Y.
Yes, Miss Sedgwick?
Insects are beginning to come into the tent. Drop the mosquito netting across the door.
Yes, I will, Miss Sedgwick.
And squirt some of that insect spray around inside here.
Yes, Miss Sedgwick.
Well, it's dark and we're staying. So what do we do now?
Mr. Packard, you're certain that Captain Norton was buried so that nothing can get at him?
Yeah. We even felled a couple of palm trees across the grave to make sure.
Good. That's enough, P.Y. That's enough. You want to asphyxiate us, child?
That seems hardly enough.
Well, it is for me. Stuff's worse on humans than on insects. And now, P.Y., take one of these lanterns and go into the inner tent and turn down my bed.
I will do so.
You will occupy the second bed. Prepare it also.
Oh, no, Miss Sedgwick.
Prepare it also.
Yes, Miss Sedgwick.
Yes.
Hey, what about me?
You will occupy the tent originally meant for Edith, P.Y., and yourself.
Hey, I've got to spend the night in that canvas cottage all by myself.
Oh, don't worry none, Sugarfoot. Me and Jack will be around handy. Well, ain't none of us going to get spread out too much in enemy territory like this.
Matter of fact, Miss Sedgwick, I think you'd make room for Jerry in your tent here.
No.
Well, there are 2 big sections to it besides this screened-in open air.
No. The girl will have to sleep in the tent provided for her next door.
Hmm. Really doesn't matter, Jerry. Doc and I will be patrolling outside all night.
Yes, that was going to be my suggestion. You and Mr. Long watch outside. Stuart and Swede here will bring their sleeping bags and sleep inside the screened-in porch of my tent.
But we got quarters of our own.
Do I have to argue every point? Do as I say.
Aye, ma'am.
Well, Stuart, don't stand there with your mouth open.
But, Miss Sedgwick, shouldn't
we... Are you arguing with me, too? Go get your sleeping bag.
Yes, ma'am. Right away.
Sweet, don't stand there.
Aye, you got your man boots, ma'am.
What is the matter with you, Mr. Long?
Why, I don't get it. What the heck are you changing stuff all around for? Everybody's quarters have been assigned.
Are you questioning me?
No. Yes, doggone it, I am. What the heck is going on, anyhow?
I do as I see fit. Well, P.Y.?
Your bed is prepared, Miss Sedgwick.
Good. I'll go in.
I will push the chair.
No, no, the tent floor is too uneven. It's too much for you.
Yeah, how about me giving you a hand?
Yes, if you will, please.
Yeah. Here we go.
Right in this way, please.
Yeah. This here's a funny kind of a business for a woman like you to be on. You know that, Miss Sedgwick?
You will give an opinion when one is required of you.
Hmm. Ain't that telling me off?
Well, isn't she the old bag?
Well, there's something about this that doesn't sound right. I'm not at all satisfied that you... Oh, are you back, Stuart?
Yes, sir. Where's Miss Sedgwick?
She's going to bed. Doc wheeled her chair into the back section of the tent.
Well, I suppose she expects the rest of us to retire, too.
Undoubtedly. Don't think you're going to be very comfortable sleeping on the ground here.
Oh, that's all right. I guess we're not supposed to sleep. We're really on guard.
I'll be right next door, Stuart. How about coming over and guarding me once in a while?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, No, ma'am, I don't think I'd better.
You're darn right you hadn't better. Sugarfoot here's dynamite to any man's morale, so you just keep out of a touch before you blow a gasket. Nice boy like you.
Yes, sir, that's the way I feel exactly, sir. If she only wouldn't look at me that way.
It's only because I admire you so much.
Well, I wish you wouldn't. It's terribly upsetting. Really, it is.
Yeah, lay off, dear. Oh, sweet, where have you been?
Tooking myself a good look around, that's what I've been doing.
You find anything?
Yeah, I found me a good way to hightail it out of here in case them bloody savages start slinging their javelins in this direction.
Line of retreat, eh?
You got the jitters, way. Well, I ain't exactly got the jitters, mister, but my stomach feels like it was full of fluttering yoon bugs every time I hear a noise in the jungle back of it.
Are you sufficiently armed?
Aye, rifle, 2.45s, a bowie knife, and a pack of firecrackers.
Stuart?
Yes, sir, 38 and a rifle.
Good. You sleep on them and watch out. Well, we're on our way. Come on, Sarah.
Yeah?
Sleep tight. Don't let the jaggers bite.
You should let the jaguar come around here. You should let him.
Doggone, I left the ass sweet talk. You should let a jaguar come around here.
Oh, golly, it's so dark I can't see where to put my tootsie.
I got me a flashlight.
Well, don't use it. If we're being watched, a moving light might make him suspicious.
I might start something, huh?
Where are we headed for?
Right here. Your tent.
Hey, I'm not going to stay here alone.
You won't have to. We'll make this our headquarters. Doc and I'll take turns patrolling.
Yeah, that's the idea. You can crawl into your sleeping bag and get some shut eye.
Ouch! Oh, my shin.
Take it easy, sugar.
Oh, 1 minute's daylight and the next, wham. The night descends like a window shade.
Well, it's always the way it is in the tropics.
Can I have a light to get ready for bed?
Nope.
Hey.
And don't take your clothes off.
Don't. What the heck do you think I'll look like in the morning if I get in my sleeping bag with my clothes on?
Well, that's not important. We might have to get out of here in a hurry.
Yeah, and you don't want to have to take to the high timber with nothing on but a sleeping bag, do you, honey?
You're the boss.
Hey, listen.
Oh, you're nothing.
Keep still. Yeah. Jaguar.
He's way off, though.
We can smell a possible meal way off if the wind's right.
Hey. What do you mean, meal?
Yeah, we're going to have to be pretty blame careful about our patrolling, Jack, with them things crawling around through the grass on their bellies.
Yeah. I wish we had a light kitchen chair like animal trainers use.
What for?
Well, they got a funny way of attacking. I noticed it with the one that killed Norton. They come at you on their stomachs and then climb right up your frame, clawing and ripping you with their hind feet.
Oh.
All the time going for your throat with their fangs, huh?
Yeah. A chair or something to hold in front of you, at least give you some protection.
How about this here canvas camp stool?
Hmm? Let me feel.
Yeah, reach out your hand. You got it?
Yeah. Well, a lot better than nothing. I'll take it along with me.
Hey, ain't we going to draw for first patrol?
No, I'll take it. I want to lay out a sort of a course for us to follow.
If Miss Sedgwick hadn't insisted on Sweet and Stuart sleeping on a doorstep, we could do this patrolling in pairs like it ought to be done.
Well, this is a one-man job. I'll see you in about 10 minutes.
Oh, not a luck, fella.
You gone?
Yeah. You crawled into your sleeping bag?
Yeah, clothes and all. And I got a hunch this isn't the answer to a perfect night's rest.
Oh, you go to sleep in a little while.
Maybe.
Doggone mockingbird.
Yeah. Doc.
Hmm?
I'd give a lot to know whether this is perspiration trickling down my shoulder blades or spiders.
Would you be laying there if it was spiders?
I would not.
Then it must be sweat.
Thanks, pal.
Hey, listen.
Somebody's running this way.
Snap out of that bag and crawl under the cot. You got your shooting pistol?
Yeah, under the cot.
Yep. It's coming this way, all right.
Hey, Doc. Hey, Doc. Come on,
hey,
quick.
Jack, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. Quick, there's not a second to waste.
What about Jerry?
Yeah, Jerry, too. Come on.
Come on, Jerry. Snap into it.
Yeah.
Well, what is it, fella? What's the matter?
Miss Sedgwick's tent is deserted.
Hey.
Wheelchair's in the tent, but she's gone, and so are P.Y. and Sweet and Stuart.
They've been captured?
No. Given us a slip. They're on the trail of the pirate loot without us.
But Holy Joe.
That's what I'm afraid of. Holy Joe, find them before we do. It's goodbye expedition.
Well, what are we waiting for? If this is a payoff, let's get to going.
Miss Sedgwick warned Jack that she didn't trust him. And what's this about Miss Sedgwick being gone, but her wheelchair is still in her tent? In just a moment, the trio will seek to pick up the trail. But just now, I promised to tell our guest, Mrs. Gray, how to mix the vitamin cocktail so that it's smooth and delicious. And I know a great many of you other friends who are planning to take Fleischmann's yeast regularly will want to know how to mix the vitamin cocktail, too. So listen closely, won't you? Now, here's all you do. Just break up a cake of Fleischmann's yeast in a dry glass with a fork. Be sure the glass is dry and that you use a fork. Both are important. Add just a little tomato juice and stir till smoothly blended. fill the glass with tomato juice, give it another stir, and that's it. The vitamin cocktail. It contains all the vitamins known to be needed in human nutrition.
Well, I'm starting to drink the vitamin cocktail tonight, Mr. Dalstead.
Well, fine. But be sure to ask for Fleischmann's yeast with the yellow label. You see, Fleischmann's is the only yeast of any kind with both vitamin B complex and added amounts of vitamins A and D.
Oh, and by the way, Mr. Dalstead, how often should I drink a vitamin cocktail?
Well, two vitamin cocktails every day supply the daily minimum requirements of vitamins A, B1, C, and D, and a good supply of all the vitamins in the B-complex group. So, friends, if you need extra vitamins, drink a cake of Fleischmann's yeast and tomato juice the last thing every night, the first thing every morning. Yes, drink it, America. Your health.